Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it. It's going to be a great day. Today is show number 392, and today we are going to give you the top 10 reasons why you should never skip your dental checkup. All right, but we'll get to that in just a minute. Hey, before we do get to today's topic, let me remind folks, if you'd like to watch the show instead of just listening to it, you can go to ustreamtv.com. That's U, the letter U, not Y-O-U, ustreamtv.com. Scroll all the way to the bottom of the page. Click on the word watch. In the search bar, type the words dentally speaking, and it'll come up, and then you can see me and watch the show as well as hear it, okay? So it's kind of fun, and you know, some people like to put a face to the voice. So there you go. All right, now, if you would go to my office Facebook page and like us, that would be awesome. It's Dr. Kvitko and Associates. And if you would like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. Okay, so if you're just joining us, and maybe you're a first-time listener, I'm Dr. Kvitko, and we've been doing the show for about 7.5 years now. As I mentioned, we are on episode 392, so you've missed a few episodes, but welcome. We appreciate you tuning in and listening, and we hope that you tune in next week and every week and tell your friends. All right, so like I mentioned, today's show is 10 reasons why you should never skip your dental checkup. Some of this information comes from an article I read by Elaine Martinez. All right, so we want to give props to her. All right, so you may know that it's recommended that every person go to the dentist for a standard checkup every 6 months. The checkup should include a cleaning, thorough dental exam, and that will help us help you prevent cavities and gum disease. While many people understand those guidelines, not many people follow them. Maybe you think they do, but they don't. And in fact, in many circles, skipping a dental appointment is standard practice, but of course it shouldn't be. Of course, you'd expect me to say that. But I can tell you, we can tell right away. We can tell when we have somebody in our chair that just hasn't had regular dental exams because we see all kinds of things. You know, we see, you know, cavities, we see tartar below the gum line, we see all kinds of stuff. And we know, as dentists, I know that I can prevent these things. I can help a person stay much more healthy than they are. So it is very important. And hopefully, if you didn't already know that, you're kind of coming to that conclusion. Now, for a child, a visit to the pediatric dentist, or, you know, a lot of dentists like myself, we do children as well, and some of us love it. Some dentists prefer to send their children patients to a pediatric dentist, which is fine, but I think a lot of dentists, especially those of us who have children, are great with kids and understand kids, and so, you know, you can choose as the parent, but I think you're also fine with going to a general dentist that happens to love kids. All right, so let me just mention that, okay, now a child, regardless of whether you're going to a specialist or not, should establish a dental home by their first birthday. I know that sounds early for a lot of parents, but you really need to do that, because what we'll do is we'll take a look and we'll look at the gum pads. We'll make sure everything appears to be okay. It gives the child a sense of letting somebody in their mouth periodically, you know, that this is going to be normal and not scary. And so keep that in mind. You know, it's like by their first birthday. Just so you know, it probably isn't until they're about 2 or 2.5 that we can do a full-fledged visit on a child. And we typically let them ride the chair, and we will count their teeth, and we will try to take x-rays. And if we can't get them, fine, we'll do it another day. But if we can, that's even better. And then we polish their teeth. We call it tickling them. And we look for cavities, feel the teeth. And it's just fluoride. We do everything that we possibly can and still have it be a pleasant appointment, because you don't want a child to start off on a wrong foot. So anyway, and you know, it is essential for them to have, for their optimal health, and that, keep in mind as a parent, make sure you encourage your kids to visit the dentist regularly and help them make those visits as enjoyable as possible. Not just little kids, but older kids. Sometimes it still falls on mom or dad to remind their child that you need to go to the dentist, okay? Especially when kids get a little older and they think, I don't need to do that, or I'm an adult, I can do what I want, or I'm too lazy to make my appointment, or whatever, I'll get around to it, and then they don't. Before you know it, they have these dental issues. All right, so now, by staying on track with your dental hygiene, you can prevent the onset of many different ailments, like tooth decay and gum disease, of course, those are the obvious. Just going to the dentist every 6 months for a standard cleaning will help you keep your teeth in tip-top shape. Now, here are 10 reasons why you should never skip a dental checkup. Number one, visiting the dentist often will help prevent the onset of tooth decay, gum disease, and help avoid serious dental problems. Now, this is a pretty important one. People don't realize that, well, let's put it this way. Most people think this. They think, if I'm comfortable, my teeth don't hurt, there's no sharp edges, they're not even tender when I have hot and cold things. Everything feels fine. So if I feel fine, how could I have a problem? And what you don't know is that cavities don't hurt. A lot of my listeners know that because I say it a lot. But if you're a new listener, maybe you haven't heard that. Cavities don't hurt. They don't give you any sense of the notion that you actually have a cavity. The teeth don't, they're not sensitive. They don't do anything. But I can tell you, when we look in the mouth, visually, and on x-rays, especially on x-rays, I can see decay, and I know that it's growing, and I know that if you wait, you're going to get into something like a root canal, and something even so serious as an extraction, you know, all kinds of stuff, infections, and so on. So, just because nothing is hurting doesn't mean you're fine. In fact, it oftentimes means the opposite. Okay, so number one was visiting the dentist will often help prevent the onset of tooth decay, gum disease, and help avoid serious dental problems, and those problems being root canals and extractions. Number two, maintaining ideal dental health year-round will reduce your risk of cavities, which we just talked about, which limits the need for uncomfortable treatments like drilling and filling. Now, I'm going to say that those things aren't uncomfortable because I'm the dentist and I'm always the one trying to make them as comfortable as possible. And I know many of you don't agree with me. But so rather than thinking of it as unpleasant, I mean, think about it as if you can avoid the need for a filling, wouldn't you rather do that than to have to sit through one? Even if I do a good job in numbing you and you don't feel a thing. I mean, let's face it, you'd rather have a healthy virgin tooth than one that's been drilled on, right, and filled, because nothing's better than the original equipment. And I hate to put it in that term. There used to be a commercial that said, pay me now, pay me later. Well, if you go for regular checkups or come for regular checkups and let us fix things when we find them that are small, when they're small, like a little cavity here, a little cavity there, and we fix it, it's a lot cheaper than if you wait. Because if you wait, then it's not a little filling, it's a big filling. Or, like I said, maybe even a root canal or something. Okay. So, we have covered 2 of the 10. The next one, number 3, is your risk of oral cancer is reduced when you maintain optimal dental health. Now, that is very important because I've actually diagnosed oral cancer and I've seen people go through it. It is a terrible, terrible disease. It's a terrible, terrible cancer. Not that there's any good cancer, but this one is very debilitating and it causes people to become isolated. They get disfigured as they have various surgeries to remove the cancer from their mouth. Sometimes that means scarring and they can't open their mouth as far. It's very difficult to chew. And they don't want to be seen in public like that, so they become kind of introverted and just kind of stay home and won't associate with their friends and family. So it's just very, 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 very sad. And I do an oral cancer screening for my patients so that I can make sure that I'm letting you know if I do find something, I want to catch it early while it's treatable. Certainly don't want to wait until it's just taken over your entire mouth. And now we have this major thing to deal with, and everybody is going to feel bad if we miss something like that. All right. So we've covered 3 of the top 10 reasons why you should never skip your dental checkup. pretty soon, not right now, but pretty soon, we're going to do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. And for those of you that don't know, we give away flowers from Vice Number Florist every week. And all you have to do is call in and give us the correct answer to Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. So I always try to make the questions kind of easy so that if you're tuned in at all, you'll be able to call in and win, because I love it when my listeners win prizes, you know? It's just kind of fun to say, hey, I gave away that prize. For today's question, you may want to remember that three of the reasons that you would want to never skip your dental checkup would be to avoid more costly serious treatments, to prevent the onset of tooth decay and gum disease, and three would be to reduce your risk of a serious oral cancer. And what I mean by that is catching it when it's little, so it doesn't become, hopefully doesn't become a life-threatening event, okay? All right, so let me see here. Looks like it is about time to go to a break, so yeah, why don't we do that? But before we do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, I'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
I'm gonna love you with my hands, Dad. Show me your teeth.
Tell me when.
Show me your teeth.
Open your mouth, boy.
Show me your teeth.
Show me what you got.
Show me your teeth. Salvation.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, we're back. The winner is going to receive free flowers from Vice Number Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769. Don't call yet because I haven't given you the question, but here it is. The question of the day is, true or false? Three reasons that you would want to never skip your dental checkups are: visiting the dentist will help prevent the onset of tooth decay and gum disease, preventing serious dental problems. 2, maintaining ideal dental health year-round will reduce your risk of cavities, which limits the need for uncomfortable treatments like drilling and filling. 3, your risk of oral cancer is reduced when you maintain optimal dental health. Are all three of those statements true, or are they false? All right. The winner receives free flowers from Vice Number Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. So go ahead and call 459-9769. That's 459-9769. Call now.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
At Dr. Kvitko & Associates, a lot of people ask us if we're accepting new patients. They know we've been in business for 34 years and assume we're not. Well, guess what? They're wrong. We do accept new patients. After all, if we're doing our job correctly, we get our patients healthy, so all they need are routine exams, cleanings, and the occasional filling or two. That leaves us free to take care of you. So yes, we do take new patients, and we would love to take care of you, your family, and your friends. Give us a call at 614-262-9588 or go to drkvitko.com.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kvitko & Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kvitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kvitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kvitko & Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su estación favorita, Sandy 95.
I'm gonna miss that smile. I'm gonna miss you, my friend. Even though it hurts the way it ended up, I do it all again.
All right, we're back. We have four callers on the line. And we, well, let's see here. What should we do? Let's go to caller number 3. All right, so while my producer is talking to caller number three, let me just restate the question. The question was, true or false, three of the reasons you would never want to skip a dental checkup are visiting the dentist often will help prevent the onset of tooth decay, gum disease, and help avoid serious dental problems. Maintaining ideal dental health year-round will reduce your risk of cavities, which limits the need for the uncomfortable treatments like drilling and filling. And your risk of oral cancer is reduced when you maintain optimal dental health. All right, so, hey, I think there's been enough time. My producer, would you please tell me who's the winner of the free flowers from Vice Number Florist? Who had the correct answer to Dr. Kavitko's question of the day?
Dr. Kavitko, Erica had the answer for today, and it is true, and she works at AEP. So congratulations going out to Erica.
Congratulations to our winner. Thank you so much for calling. And for those of you that didn't get through today or didn't get selected, please call next Sunday. All right, because we do it every week. All right, so back to the 10 reasons why you should never skip your dental checkup. Number 4, good dental hygiene will help you keep your smile bright and healthy, and a happy smile can help cheer you up every day of the year. All right, think about that. When you get up in the morning and you look in the mirror, if what you see is broken teeth, brown teeth, rotten teeth, and you don't like to smile. You know, I like to say often, if you don't like something, let's take a car for example. If you don't like your car, chances are you're not washing it and waxing it on a regular basis. But if you get a new car and you like it, you tend to wash it and wax it and you baby it. You treat it like your baby. It's never dirty. You don't even take it out sometimes if you know it's going to rain. Well, if your mouth has gotten to the point where you're no longer proud of it, you're afraid to smile, you hate your smile, chances are you're not going to be so happy when you look in the mirror. You're going to maybe start your day in a less pleasant manner. And if it were a pretty smile, white, all healthy, then you'll have, I believe, you'll have a better day. You might even have a better life because you'll relate to other folks better in a different way than if you're always hiding your teeth, hiding your smile. Number 5, damaged or missing teeth can make it difficult to eat and even affect speech. Visiting your dentist regularly will help you keep your teeth healthy and where they belong. Okay, this is an interesting one because obviously we forget, you know, our teeth and our jaws, or the oral cavity, if you will, does so much for us. It allows us to chew. It allows us to speak. It allows us to drink, to laugh. All of these things that happen with your oral cavity. In fact, think about it, how babies, the mouth is the window to the world. Everything goes in the mouth. That's how they discover the world around them. So if your teeth are damaged, if it's difficult to eat, you can't talk right because you're missing a couple front teeth and you have a lisp or something like that, that's not cool. That's not a good situation to be in, right? I don't think you'd want to be in that situation. If you had a choice, you'd rather have healthy, happy teeth that look great when and your smile looks great, right, when you look in the mirror. All right, number 6, scheduling regular dental appointments for your children will help them make their own dental health a priority, which can help them maintain good dental health throughout their lifetime. So this is making sure that you as a parent kind of teach your children how important it is. Now, I say this a lot. Telling your child what to do instead of showing them what to do is not as powerful. So if you don't go to a dentist on a regular basis, but you're telling your child they need to, I don't think they're going to get it quite so much. If you go on a regular basis, they're going to see that that's just something that people do, and they're going to go to, or they're not going to resist when you make them an appointment. All right? If you want your child to brush their teeth, brush your own. Let them watch. Let them see that you do it every morning, midday, after dinner, before bed. Let them see that. And in fact, invite them to come in and brush theirs with you. And it goes so, so much further than just telling them, do what I say, not what I do. That doesn't work. I think we all know that. It was probably that way when we were a kid, and we realize now, and you just don't want to repeat that with your own children. Correct? I think you agree. All right, so let's go to number 7. The 7th reason you should never miss your dental checkup is that keeping up with good dental health can help reduce your risk of a heart attack and stroke. See, we didn't know this till about 10, maybe 15 years ago, how the body, the overall health of your body, is totally interconnected with the overall health of your mouth. All right? We now know there is a link between the bacteria that are in your mouth and the bacteria that are in these atherosclerotic plaques that the cardiac surgeons find when they're going in and doing bypass surgeries. when they are cleaning out somebody's arteries who now has a blockage and they're doing these, or they're just doing the bypass surgery, we discovered that this oral-borne bacteria is being found in these atherosclerotic plaques, okay? So, not taking care of your mouth can help increase your incidence of stroke and heart attack. And who wants that, right? Who would want that? I know I wouldn't. And it's really neat that we're finally figuring this out so we can be healthier than our parents. Because it's already so obvious that we've done such a good job of making today's generation healthier than, say, the people who would be from the era where they fought in World War II. You know, the folks that are unfortunately now in their mid-80s. And, you know, they had a phrase back then. It was called long in the tooth, or they had a word called pyorrhea. And what it was is they would almost proudly say, hey, I came down with pyorrhea and lost my teeth. Not realizing at the time what we realize now, which is you don't just come down with pyorrhea. By the way, we've renamed it as periodontal disease. And what that is a gradual attack of the supporting structures of your teeth, the gums and the bony support. And if you don't brush properly or often enough, thoroughly, and you leave a little bit of food and plaque on the teeth, well, this constant inflammatory attack of the tissues will cause them to migrate away from the gum down into the jawbone, and you get more and more tooth that shows, and that means there's less bone holding each tooth in, and so now they get loose and wiggle, and before you know it, you're one of these people that we can't save any of the teeth. They all have to come out. And these are even teeth that have never had a cavity. These are teeth that can be perfectly healthy teeth, but they're so wobbly and wiggly, they have to be extracted and then either implant-supported bridges or complete dentures. All right, so you want to definitely guard against that and remember that keeping up with your good dental health helps reduce the risk of heart attack and stroke. All right, so it looks like it's time to go to a break. Yep, time to go to a break. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Don't go away, because we'll be right back with numbers 8, 9, and 10 of the 10 reasons you never want to avoid or skip your dental checkup.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Sie hören zu einer Rede über zahnärztliche Sachen mit Dr. Kvitko hier an Ihrer beliebtesten Station.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkvitko@aol.com.
When it comes to the overall health of your teeth, trust the experience of Dr. Kvitko and Associates. From dental cleanings and exams to restoration, dental implants, and pediatric care, Dr. Kvitko and Associates can give you something to smile about.
There's a lot of places out there that offer discount dentistry, but at Dr. Kvitko's, he actually takes the time.
See what Dr. Kvitko and Associates can do for you. Conveniently located on High Street in Clintonville, call 262-9588 or online at drkvitko.com.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
All right, we're back. This is Dentally Speaking. I'm Dr. Kvitko, and today we are doing the top 10 reasons why you should never skip your dental checkup. We've covered 1 through 7, and now in our last few minutes here on the air, we have time for numbers 8, 9, and 10, okay? So, number 8, poor dental health can wear down your immune system, allowing the buildup of plaque in your mouth that leads to infections. So, if you don't take care of your mouth, it can compromise your immune system, and before you know it, other bad things happen. And if you have an infection in your mouth, spreads through your body, it just wears you down, you just get tired. Every time you have a meal, by the way, there's a certain amount of energy, a certain amount of caloric energy that you have now given your system to go about your daily life. That could mean reading a book, watching television. It could mean jogging. It could mean running. It could mean running a marathon, you know. So there's only so much energy that every meal gives you. And if you want to be full of vigor and you want to enjoy life, it's better if your body is also not taking some of that energy and using it to fight an infection, whether it be dental or otherwise. So poor dental health leads to dental infections, which leads to zapping your energy, basically. You're just not as full of vigor. Number 9 is Regular dental checkups will help keep the enamel protecting your teeth strong. See, if you come on a regular basis and we're cleaning the teeth, which means we're getting the stuff off of the enamel, the stuff meaning plaque, meaning food debris, you know, that sort of thing. Well, we can protect the enamel, which, by the way, you can't make enamel. Bodies can't make enamel. You get what you get when you're born, and that's it. So you have to take care of it. So as long as we can keep that enamel healthy, and what do we mean by that? That's why if we see a tiny little like brown dot that's developing, a little soft spot, well, we can fix that before it grows and maintain the health of all of the enamel around it. All right? And number 10 of the top 10 reasons why you should never skip a dental checkup. Visiting the dentist twice a year for a standard dental checkup can actually save you a pretty penny by reducing the need for expensive dental treatments down the road. I know I talked about this one in the beginning, but this is actually probably the one that's the most powerful for people. It's the one that people seem to latch onto the best. Because here's the thing, we have people that will say, you know, I believe that adults should be given a fluoride treatment after every cleaning. And a lot of adults say, yeah, you know, is it really doing anything? And seems like an expense I don't want. And maybe I'll skip this to save a little bit of money. And I'm saying to them, you know, fluoride treatment is about, oh, five times less than the cost of one small filling. Five times less. So can I prove to you that I've prevented a cavity by putting this fluoride on? No, not really, because on an individual basis, it would be impossible to know where a cavity would have started had we not done a fluoride treatment. But I can tell you in general, fluoride is very, very powerful, and that $28 to $32 you would be charged for fluoride treatment, if it can save you from a $300 filling, heck, why not, you know? And the same with if you don't miss a checkup. Here's the thing, even a little filling is cheaper than a big filling. So if you let me catch the cavity when it's little, when it first shows up, and that oftentimes means taking an x-ray, letting me take an x-ray, even if you don't want it or you don't want to spend the money on it, if I can catch it when it's small, again, I can do a filling that is most likely half the cost of one that I would find later on down the road when either you finally let me take the x-ray or it became so apparent to you that you had a cavity that then you came to me, you know. So, and it goes on down the line. I mean, fixing a tooth before it needs a root canal saves about $1,200, $1,300. Saving a tooth, so getting in before it has to be extracted, it's always cheaper to save your natural tooth than it is to have it extracted and have it replaced with either a bridge or a partial or an implant and crown. Anyway, yeah, so the top 10, let me just see if I can do a quick recap for you. The top 10 reasons, or 10 reasons, why you should never skip your dental checkup, for those of you that are just tuning in late. Visiting your dentist can help prevent the onset of tooth decay and gum disease and help prevent serious dental problems. Number 2 was maintaining ideal dental health year-round will help reduce your risk of cavities, which limits the need for uncomfortable treatments like drilling and filling. Your risk of oral cancer is reduced when you maintain optimal dental health. Good dental hygiene will help you keep your smile bright and healthy, and a happy smile can help cheer you up every day of the year by looking in the mirror and liking what you see. 5 was damaged or missing teeth can make it difficult to eat or speak, and visiting your dentist regularly will help you keep your teeth healthy and where they belong, which means in your mouth. 6 was scheduling regular dental appointments for your child will help them make their own dental health a priority, which can help them maintain good dental health throughout their lifetime. 7 keeping up with good dental health will help reduce your risk of a heart attack and stroke. 8 poor dental health can wear down your immune system, allowing the buildup of bacteria in your mouth that leads to infections. 9 regular dental checkups will help keep your enamel protecting the teeth strong. And 10 visiting your dentist twice a year for a standard checkup can actually save you a pretty penny by reducing the need for expensive dental treatments down the road. All right, that's all the time we have. I really appreciate you tuning in. Don't forget to tune in every Sunday morning right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episode of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you want to book Dr. Kavitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. 9588. 5588 or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.